Rays are in Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Jake Odorizzi towing the rubber for the Rays as they look to stay in the wild card hunt. Let's take it to the top of the third. Lucas Duda facing Jeremy Hellickson.
Kiermaier runs. It's on its way. And a drive to deep right, down the line into the corner. This one is, it's gone! It stayed fair right down the line. A three-run homer atop the big scoreboard. And right, Duda gets his 30th. He kept it fair. And the Rays take a 3-1 lead.
0-2 the count to Jones. Odorizzi just been given the lead. Delivers, strike three called. Inside corner, Jones down looking. So think of this. He went up with a fastball and then frozen with off-speed down. Jones was not looking in that area anymore for the second wild card. Here's a swing and a miss, and Odorizzi at 94 just took care of Davis.
Runner leads at second, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out as Beckham goes down for the second time today. Eighth strikeout of the night for Jake, and there's two outs here in the fifth. The 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That's been a big pitch for him today, that off-speed changeup. He's been getting some swing and miss on.
Dave Wills calling it. It's 5-1 Rays.
And the first pitch to Logan Morrison is lifted to right field and deep back to the wall. And it's gone! Logan Morrison on the first pitch he sees here in the ninth inning just hit his 37th home run of the season. And he does indeed get the Rays on the other side of the slam. It's 6-1. Infield back everywhere except at first. You do have a force at second base. You've got to know that as a defender. The outfield deep in the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right center field. Cuello coming in and over to his right is there to make the catch, and the Rays win.
9-6, Rays is your final score. Jake Odorizzi goes 6 innings, no earned runs on 3 hits with 9 strikeouts. He improves to 10-8. The Orioles have now lost 14 of their last 17. They're now eliminated from playoff contention and guaranteed a losing season for the first time since 2011. Kevin Cash and the Rays able to hold on as they beat the Orioles 9-6. Here's what Cash had to say about the victory.
Good win. Jake threw the ball well. Even after the first inning where he threw, I think, close to 30 pitches, if not right on it. He came back, settled in, threw a good ball game for us, made some big pitches. I think after the third inning, he kind of reset a little bit to where he got back into committing to throwing strikes and challenging the hitters. And that's really what ultimately allowed him to get that deep in the ballgame. Had he not done that, where his pitch count was, we're probably not getting him through 5 or 6, whatever it was. Obviously, the big knock came from Lucas, the 3-run homer. Good at bat by him. We were sitting there wondering how he was going to be able to keep the ball fair the way he was being pitched and where his contact point was, because he fouled off 3 or 4 almost in their dugout, but he got a pitch he could handle and did big things with it. And then a couple other guys obviously got some big hits. Lomo, good to see him get another homer there too.
At this ballpark especially, how important was it, as we saw tonight, for the offense just to keep adding on?
Pretty important. I mean, it always is. I mean, not so much this ballpark, it's this lineup. They've got a very, very dangerous lineup, and any inning they can, put a crooked number up. So I'm glad we got all those runs, because it ended up we needed them all.
What can you say about the job Tommy Hunter and Alex Colome did to come in, and probably unexpected for them, but to come in and do their job?
Yeah, I kind of expect out of them. They're veteran guys. They've been around. They know they can't shut it down. It's very easy for that to happen in a 9-1 ball game. But I'm sure they got revved up as more base runners got out there. And I thought Tommy made did a really nice job, Machado on the ground ball. That got by us. But other than that, I thought both those guys really came in and cleaned up a little bit of a mess.
How good do you think that felt for Lomo? It's been a while since.
Pretty good. Yeah, he used Wilson Ramos's bat. He changed bats. Then Dickerson went up with the bat and got a hit. Then Brad Miller went up and got a double. So Wilson Ramos's bat was pretty hot tonight.
Still alive? Is nobody broke or anything?
No, I'm sure it'll be used at some point tomorrow also.
Does he want those hits on his batting average?
I'm sure he does, yeah.
was Whitley okay?
He was fine, just a little bit up in the zone. They came up and just kind of ambushed him, squared some balls up, but I think he was fine.
On Sunday, the Rays will send out Chris Archer to face Dylan Bundy.